Mechanical Turk is an online marketplace where employers can hire thousands of workers to complete tiny tasks, such as identifying objects in a photo or editing a description. A recent blog post in the New York Times described Mechanical Turk as what happens when a labor market has no minimum wages or labor law protections. Turkers, as they've been called, are paid per task, sometimes as little as a penny, sometimes as much as $20. Sometimes they're not paid at all. Employers have the freedom to reject an employee's work and deny payment, and workers have no formal way of contesting that. Lily Irani is one of the few people who's working on these issues. Lily is a PhD candidate in informatics at the University of California and co-founder of something called TurkOpticon. It's a browser plugin for the Amazon Mechanical Turk, and it allows workers to review and rate their employers. TurkOpticon, as they say on their website, is watching out for the crowd in crowdsourcing because nobody else seems to be. Lily, thanks for being on the program. We appreciate it.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Well, maybe explain a little bit more about how Amazon Mechanical Turk works.
Amazon Mechanical Turk, you did a pretty good job of describing it. It is a website that Amazon runs where employers who have large numbers of data processing tasks can put those tasks online. So they can put up, 10,000 pictures of couches for their online shopping site, and they can say, well, we need to know what kind of couch this is and what color it is. And often these are tasks that it's very hard for computer programmers to write algorithms or code to process, and so they put it online so that human smarts can be applied to it. And they might say, for each couch you label, you get 5 cents. And then workers all over the world can access this website and do hundreds of tasks and get paid per task. And then Amazon is the payments processor that then routes the money from the employer to these employees that have been assembled to do these tasks.
Now, they really don't pay. Some of them don't pay hardly anything at all. Like, I've seen some for a penny. How do these employers, or Amazon for that matter, get away with paying so little? That's below minimum wage.
Yeah, the Amazon website very carefully frames workers who come to this website as contractors. And contractors under American employment law are supposed to be people who have the ability to take risks and make profits. So you might think of freelance web consultants who might charge $200 an hour to provide some kind of tech service. But these workers might actually choose to go into a contract for 5 cents an image instead. So there's a legal gray area here that doesn't offer any kind of minimum wage protections to this class of workers, even though if you actually look at the American labor laws, there are industries like clothing assembly, for example, where there are minimum wage protections for this kind of piecework. So if you are making women's pants under the law, even if you're paid per pants that you sew, you still are required to make at least minimum wage per hour.
Yeah.
But the law hasn't caught up to this new form of digital factory work.
Lily, our loyal correspondent Walter wrote to say, I tried Mechanical Turk last month and I didn't get paid. How do they get away without paying people?
Amazon has structured the terms of participation to really make terms that favor the employers. For a long time, there were more people that wanted to do this kind of work. Part of it might have been because of the American recession, for example, and there were not enough people to provide tasks to be done in this marketplace. Also, Amazon gets paid when employers put tasks in the marketplace. They charge a fee from the employers. So their incentives are lined up to make the terms really favorable to employers. So the purpose of giving employers full discretion to not pay is to say, hey, if you're not happy with the work that this unfamiliar workforce around the world does for you, you don't have to pay at all.
Yeah.
And because there's hundreds of thousands of workers, and Amazon has a pretty small team working on it from what I understand.
Yeah. So if I understand TurkOpticon, your project, correctly, it's kind of like Yelp for Mechanical Turk. You can see how the employers are rated by the people who worked for them?
That's right. This is in no way a solution to the problems that the New York Times columnist, for example, yesterday talked about with minimum wage, having no regulations in this marketplace for labor. But We started it 4 years ago because one of the things we found that workers we surveyed did agree on was that employers had absolutely no responsibility to employees.
Lily, we're going to have to end it there. So at least with Turk Opticon, they might not have more responsibilities, but at least they are able to get more information about it. Lily Irani, she is running something called Turk Opticon. It's a part of Mechanical Turk to let people know about some of those employers. It's KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.